I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, the opposition party leader Raila Odinga dropped out of Kenya's presidential election. He challenged the former election results in August when President Uhuru Kenyatta won, saying that the process was corrupt. The Supreme Court agreed, ordering a new re-election for October 26th between the top two candidates, but Odinga withdrew, saying that the election process wasn't changed and would still be corrupt. As a result, tribal tensions are growing, and Rob Myers with Dora International asks,
pray for a peaceful and just end to these proceedings and that things would settle back down and the government would be able to move forward. And then just pray for the wisdom and leadership of these various ministries on ground. Pray that they would be able to take the precautions that are necessary, but also pray that the gospel would continue to go out in the midst of this.
And people in India face a wide range of disasters, from droughts to floods and fires. Donna Glass of India Partners says it's extremely important to have disaster relief ready to go, even before the disaster strikes. For instance, over the last year, India Partners responded to a series of fires.
We do know of one case at an orphanage that fires were intentionally set around the orphanage. And while the children were out, these people went in and pulled their clothing and things out of their rooms and threw them into the bushes and set the bushes on fire.
India Partners was able to quickly replace those lost items. And being there in someone's time of need lets the people know that they're loved, valued, and they're not alone. For ways to walk alongside India Partners, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.